this is who I am and this is what I do. And this is who I do it with. And it looks very different coming through the four people who spoke before me. When love is pouring through, I loved your representation of it, Adam. You cannot find a cartoon figure to represent it. Because it is more like this than like this. It is an active, generative act. And this Sunday, we were talking about oppression and victimization. So if you're not having this experience, are you feeling victimized, or are you feeling oppressed, or are you victimizing your world by not delivering it, or oppressing the people in your life because you think they don't deserve it yet? Or whatever, you know, there's a lot of ways to oppress people. You know, excuse me, I'm falling apart. Very bad when you have a wardrobe malfunction. Well, I'll just hold my skirt up by keeping my hands here. It's really amazing how we oppress people. No, I'll be all right. I'll just, so it doesn't fall to the floor. How we oppress people by holding back on the radiation of who we are. If you think that oppression just means being mean, it doesn't. We oppress people by imposing a false sense of being on them that is limited in our understanding of the greatness of who we are. Courtney, I had Courtney's words here with me from Sunday. These are words from her song that she sang. You are a part of me now. You are a manifested expression of the best that exists. So when you have this experience of being a radiant expression of love, that's true. And if you're feeling differently than that, what do you do to get the radiation to move again? You know, there's that verse in the Bible about Jesus saying, you turn the other cheek. And that could seem contrary to what David was speaking about on Sunday, where he said, what are the parts of you that say no more or never more? No more, never more, never again, no more. Both those things work in the description of it. There are times where the absoluteness of love says no more. But it also is, you can turn the other cheek, meaning I'm going to be radiant no matter what. I'm going to allow my light to shine and the reality of how love works to be present on this earth, and you can slap me in the cheek and I'll turn the other way, but it will not stop me. Nevermore will I let that stop me. And that is the human condition. The human condition is I have an excuse for everything. I have an excuse for not being myself. I have an excuse for feeling victimized by the world. I have an excuse for feeling like who I am is not welcome in this place. And you might find yourself in circumstances where it's uncomfortable when you let the radiance of who you are be present and people don't particularly like it. I mean, Kiahi's talking about, can you love me when I shine my light? Well, sometimes when we shine our light, you know, it's the tall poppy syndrome where people say, stop it. But we also have to be accurate in that the shining of our light doesn't mean that we just have the loudest mouth and we're the most bold person in the room. Because that ends up being the reverse or the reaction or the counter to the oppression. And now you're oppressing people because I'm going to shine my light and you better like it. I mean, really, is that not oppression at another level? This is love. This is what love looks like coming through me. I mean, has anybody else met people like that? I have. Anybody else been like that? I have. I most certainly have. And I forgive myself as I have learned that I sometimes had to push through that to find out how to do different me. How I had to learn how to break through the limitations I had about myself that were not serving. And so sometimes you do something really awkward and embarrassing, and then you discover what's real about it. And if you're smart, you apologize if you've done something offensive. I mean, that's just okay. I mean, it's important not to do damage, but my experience is as you begin to be born, you are not the same as you are after you've been born. Birthing something is uncomfortable. Birthing your radiance when you feel bad, when you're hurting, to let your radiance still be coming, it's still coming through. It is who you are. It's who I am. It's what I do. And my heart's breaking, but it's who I am and what I do. And I can't stop that any more than I can stop the planet turning. Because love is making that happen too. We have so many limiting, oppressive views of how love should look in our lives. Human being to human being, mother to child, father to child. I really appreciated in our consideration for this service tonight, looking at young people being bold enough, and there are obviously some middle-aged people, elderly people supporting this movement. It wasn't just high schoolers who were marching, but being bold enough to say, this has to stop, I don't know how, but it has to stop. I don't have the answers and I can't tell this government how to change it all, but it has to stop. Something has to change. I cannot go to school every day worried about dying. Remember somebody, I think it was a Spike Lee movie about teenagers growing up in the ghetto, probably 15, 20 years ago. And there was a... You're shaking your head, David, am I wrong?
Do the right thing.
I think it was where there was a birthday party. The mother was celebrating her son's 16th birthday, and she's weeping because he got to be 16. He lived that long. And he lived in a neighborhood where people were getting shot like crazy. And just keeping her children safe, because there was nowhere to go, she couldn't afford to live anywhere else, and yet sending her children out to go to school, to the store, to just be outside and play was a high-risk thing. And the celebration that he actually had made it to 16. That's insane when we talk about it, right? But it was what was, it is still happening. It's still happening in the world where we're not talking about muskets anymore. I did this at the prep meeting, but seriously, there was this comedian saying, you know, the Second Amendment was when, well, I'm really mad at you, and they're putting their stuff in there and saying, I'm going to kill you, and he's lighting, you know, it takes forever to light the musket, and by the time it's ready to fire, it's like, I don't even care anymore. But when you have a weapon that goes, I'm mad, shh. Yeah. That's a whole nother reality that just... How many human beings in this planet have control of their emotional capacity? How many of you in this room do? Oh, God, no, everybody's honest in this room. I know... anybody here had an experience with road rage? Anybody here been the bringer of road rage? Really? Oh, really, Adam? I never see it.
New York City, parking place.
Parking place. I was driving the other day, and I slowed down because this guy was trying to get in, and I knew that there was traffic behind me, so I slowed down so he could get in. He was going to turn right, and he couldn't get over, so I just slowed down and ushered him in, and he went. And I went... I was being nice. But you could just see how when you're being nice and someone does that, it brings up a certain, like, I'll show you. I mean, I was being nice. You want to see somebody being mean. I'm holding my skirt up again. The reactions we have due to the instability of the human state, as opposed to... I'm going to be radiantly myself. This is who I am. This is what I do. No matter what you do and no matter how I feel. Oh, that's... Let's say that again. I'm going to be who I am and this is what I do no matter what you say or how I feel. Oi. I'm not saying it's easy, but I am saying it's true. And it's natural. It is what we're designed to do. And sometimes I have discovered I have to be radiantly myself and keep my mouth shut because I'm feeling too much. And I can't, the only thing I can do is be radiant and stay quiet because I don't want to do damage. I also don't want to cry. I don't want to confuse the situation. So I will turn the other cheek and this is who I am and this is what I do. Let your light so shine. Let love radiate. It's not this. It is the naturalness of your being. It is the manifested expression of the best that exists. As human beings, we have the privilege of consciously choosing, it's a privilege to consciously choose not to do that. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. But we've been born with the privilege of choice. And we can choose to waste a lifetime. We can choose to live in a defensive place of this is too painful, I am too hurt, I don't know what to do, or we can radiantly be ourselves. I loved the way Dorian mentioned the differentiation of the expression of it. If I don't bring myself, you guys are just going to miss out. And if you don't bring yourself, I'm going to miss out. And things that could be created because of the way we particularly bring that current together will not be able to be created. I mean, something else might happen. I loved David's questions yesterday in the small groups about what would it be like if Sunrise Ranch had achieved its mission? Would it be peace on Earth? Would it be a totally functioning globe? I think so. That's my mission, is that this whole world is working. Humanity is a thriving, radiant expression of love in its many diverse ways, so that there's new and various and exciting forms being born all the time. But it will not happen if we are oppressing ourselves and feeling victimized. Does anybody here realize how much you oppress yourself by deciding you're not going to be yourself? I'm not good enough. I'm too old. I love David's story. They say I'm too young, and then the next week, you're too old. It's like, when's that happy moment?
Last Wednesday.
It was a perfect time, and I was sleeping. So I slept through my perfect, radiant time. I want to be totally honest that I can, as I'm talking about it, I know the difficulties of this. I'm not ignorant to the fact that this can be a strain because we are so invested in some of the forms that we've created that it's hard to see how to be radiant when you're feeling the oppression. But I can tell you the only answer to getting through the oppression is to be yourself. To be your radiant, loving self. I know many of you have already heard me mock Derek up here, and
many times
because he knows I love him. But one of the things he says to me all the time is, "How you doing?" I say, "Fine." And he'll say, "What's his answer, people?"
Really?
Really? Only fine? You're not great. So I can say there's part of me that's always great, and sometimes there's part of me that's just fine. Because I'm having to work through the things that are breaking or things that need to be passing away, and it's not always comfortable. Who I am as a radiant being is always great. And I honor the fact that as we go through this process, There are times we need to be still, we need to be quiet, we need to allow ourselves to be supported. Because otherwise, we'll be pretending and not be our radiant, authentic self. And you know, I have faked it until I... Fake it till you make it. I have been radiant and happy when I didn't necessarily feel that way, and it does help. But I don't want anyone to feel like there's failure or more oppression necessary because you get confused and you're not sure what the next thing is to do. That's all right. Don't beat yourself up about it. I do, but you shouldn't. I do it all the time. It's like, I should know by now. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be... I know there are some full self-emergence people here for the first time on a Wednesday night. I know we have Frank Sinatra here for the first night. And now the end is near. Well, I don't have the words on my phone, if that's what you mean. That was a beautiful, beautiful gift yesterday. Thank you. Shocked the hell out of us, but it was gorgeous. I mean, you were making Diana dance in the dining room. I mean, I wish I had it on my phone.
I loved it.
I know, I thought, wow. And I loved seeing Chris squirm a little at the table. Everybody, this is my dad. Well, we look forward to it. So I just opened the space for a comment or two before we close this beautiful evening. From the radiant people in the room, being themselves lovingly. Let's see it, people. Let's see how you look when you're being radiant.
Love is what I do. Mm-hmm.
I feel like saying that. This little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Thank you.
Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. No, hide it under oppression. No! Very good. Well, perhaps we've done it for this evening, and I do appreciate the clear channel into human consciousness that we got to penetrate by being ourselves, radiantly saying, love is what I do. This is who I am, and this is what I do. Let's do it together in a magnificent way and be successful in our joyful living. Thank you. Thank you.